Stephen Crocker, who took the helm at the venue in January, has set out his four-point strategy for the venue's future. I think the Theatre Royal's role is to continue being at the cultural heart of Norwich, Norfolk, and supporting the growth and development of the East, and doing that through fantastic programming and fantastic reach into our communities, he said. I kind of think Theatre Street ought to be seen as Norwich's West End. We are the west side of the city. Why not? We should have these blockbusters. They are so important for the city. Audience adore these kind of works, and we are delighted Miss Saigon is back with us next summer, although booking doesn't open until the end of this July. I can also say we have got major West End shows scheduled for the next 5 years, which is really exciting, cementing Norwich's place on that national touring circuit. Mr. Crocker is also keen that the theatre continues its long-term relationships with big theatrical players, such as Matthew Bourne's New Adventures, the National Theatre, Glyndebourne, and the Royal Shakespeare Company. And he plans to programme more dance through a partnership with Sadler's Wells and add to the classical music scene. One of the things I'm really interested in is how we build Norwich's reputation as a city for classical music. There's a real appetite for a citywide classical music programme, and what we've done to support that agenda is bring three international orchestras into the programme throughout the autumn and the spring of next year. There are some exciting developments beyond that, which we will be able to announce later. The new Stage 2 building will play a key part in the theatre's learning and participation focus, which will concentrate on education, training and skills for young and old, community engagement and breaking down barriers and widening access. The theatre also plans to work closer with its sister venue, Norwich Playhouse, and build on its links with other city and county organisations to help boost the area's profile as a cultural destination. Mr. Crocker said, "I think I am a great example of someone having to get to Norwich to truly understand the cultural richness that is here, and I want to be an ambassador for that. I am very pleased we were able to secure Philip Glass and Laurie Anderson to perform here as part of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival, their only engagement outside of London in the UK. And I want to continue that kind of programming that affirms Norwich's place as a cultural destination. I am personally hugely committed to ensuring that culture is at the centre of a joined-up approach to driving forward the growth agenda for the city, county and region." About his overall vision for the theatre, he said, "I think it is less of a revolution and more of an evolution. We are part of a network within the city, county and country. We need to foster lots of partnerships, and some of these will take time. I would like to think that if we look back at today in 5 years' time, we will be able to see the distance we have travelled."